weeping prophet, we call him. Even got a big word from him. Jeremiah means weeping, a message full of gloom and doom. And who wants to hear that? We just skipped Jeremiah's Bible book. Who needs to hear that? One day my van indicator light began to flash yellow. I was busy, said I'll take the van to the shop tomorrow. But that indicator light bothered me. Who wants to see that? I just pulled out my duct tape and covered up that. Next week, a new indicator light flashed bright red at me. Still, the van's fix would need time, for my life was busy. Now, this new indicator light bothered me. Who wants to see that? I just pulled out the duct tape and covered up that. By now, you have surely figured where my Jeremiah goes. Yep, my van died on the freeway, and I had to have it towed. Yes, indicator lights are bothers, but we need them. Ignoring warnings lead to disasters and Jeremiah's. People laugh at God quite often, and at Jesus and God's prophets. Yet their words are loving warnings to help you avoid disasters. Bible indicator lights can't be covered by duct tape. We need them. Though human minds ask, like Romans 1, how God's warnings can be true. Take a look at evidences. They add up to God is real. We can't cover God with duct tape. God's warnings can't be concealed. God demands that we be holy. God sent his son to offer this fix. Romans 10:9 warns, don't delay coming to God's shop for this gift. Death will bring you Jeremiah's weeping that lasts forever. From Jeremiah 3, verses 20 through 23, they have forgotten the Lord their God. Return, you backsliding children, and I will heal your backsliding, God says. Truly, in the Lord, our God is the salvation.